And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. I'm moving to number three of the Triple Dipper, Kakistocracy. Yeah, so Kakistocracy. Listen, so JT from Lacey Springs just texted. Man, the text line blew up. I just realized I've got like eight or nine texts I hadn't gotten to yet. Paul from Athens, Kakistocracy, he says, the works is full of it. Jim from Madison, Kakistocracy is a Greek word. The Greeks fell to Rome in 146 BC like Carthage. JT from Lacey Springs says, when you say Kakistocracy, I think of Andy Griffith episode when Barney does a U-turn on Main Street and Gomer goes around yelling, citizens arrest, citizens arrest. It's that loony. I agree. All right, Kakistocracy, if you're not familiar, is a word. It actually is it's a real word. Kakistocracy. I felt like I did a little jingle there, but Kakistocracy is a word that literally means a government run by the least competent of its citizens.
Did you forget about this?
What's that?
You're traveling through another dimension.
Oh my god!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a dreary society governed by its least suitable citizens. You are now entering the Kakistocracy Zone.
Oh my gosh. I did not remember that you had done that. Holy cow. Well, listen, before I jump into the stuff that I've got here that's going to curl your hair, make you mad, roll your eyes, and all of it, let me take the call I've got on line two. Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how are you doing today, man?
I'm sitting in traffic in Nashville. Wonderful, baby.
Wow.
Friday night.
Wow. On a Friday, there you are, locked down in traffic. Everybody's trying to go home at the same time.
Yes, they are.
Well, what can I do for you? What's on your mind, brother?
You know, a Kakistocracy could not exist if we didn't have voters who were even too stupid to put the people in there. That's the problem. It's not the people that's doing it. It's the people who's putting it in there are so misinformed and so ignorant, basically, and uncaring or whatever. They are truly a danger to this country.
Well, you know, and what irritates me, Jeff, I mean, and granted, democracy is what democracy is. I get it. People are going to vote for somebody I don't agree with. That's their right. But you know what happens, too, is some of this stuff could have been stopped because some of these Kakistocracies are appointed and then confirmed by the Senate. And I've got multiple cases here where Republicans didn't have to, but they went ahead and confirmed somebody to a position just because Biden said so, that never should have gotten the position. And that didn't have to happen.
Yeah, poor Republicans, spineless Republicans, are as dangerous as Democrats because they sit back and let this stuff happen, and they don't put up a fight. They just go along to get along, I guess.
There's one whole caucus that is proud to call themselves the moderates, and I'm like, why are you proud? It's like saying, I'm squishy and I don't lean, you know, in a certain direction. I just go where the wind blows me. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, look at me, I'm mediocre.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I am. I'm a middle achiever.
we call ourselves the lukewarm caucus.
The thing about the fall of the Romans and everything, you know, and the fall of this, I mean, let's face it, this country will fall at some point if things are let to go as they're trending right now.
Well,
when good men stand by and do nothing, you know, are they as much at fault as the people doing the things to us?
Yeah, well, you're right. That's what Edmund Burke, I believe, said, that the only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff, be careful on the road, buddy. You take care.
You have a good one, Phil.
You too, bud. All right, Kakistocracy. So, listen, I'm going to start with the one that has gotten the most attention here lately. And this is the one that got me, you know, going on this entire theme. So I know that some of y'all are tracking this guy, Sam Brenton. So if you're not familiar, back in July of this year, there was a high-level hire at the Department of Energy. I have a story here from the National Pulse around that time. Biden's Energy Department drag queen gets top-secret Q clearance with a six-figure government salary. He had one of the highest government salaries you could have, $178,000 annual salary, to be A top secret cleared Department of Energy person whose job was to oversee the disposal of nuclear waste. With a past history as a drag queen, a defender of underage gay prostitution, and also had been lecturing on kink at college campuses and participated in interviews about fetish role plays. And by the way, it's not like he looked like a normal guy who had some things he did in his personal life. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. He's a freak show. I mean, it's like he's the most demonstrative, let me try and be obnoxious in your face. I'm non-binary. I can do what I want. I'll wear my high heels and women's clothes and bright lipstick with my pale face and bald head. And it's off-putting. I mean, you look at him and you feel like you're looking at somebody who's playing dress up in life, and they're really not taking life serious. And oh, by the way, he's got so many things in his life that, listen, I had a SCI clearance. I worked on SAP programs. I know what it means to be in a position where you can be you can be basically considered to be a risk and lose your clearance simply because you have things in your life. They look to see whether or not you ever filed bankruptcy. They want to know whether you're overextended on your bills. They want to know whether or not you've ever cheated on your wife. And they've got this guy getting a clearance? Well, it gets better. So that happened in July. And apparently what happened a few months later was old Sam Brenton was traveling. At an airport, he decided to go ahead in Minneapolis when he spotted a very attractive suitcase. A suitcase, by the way, I think it was a Gucci, worth $2,300 on the baggage carousel that was not his, and it was filled with women's clothes. So he took it. Surveillance cameras show him removing the name tag from it, and he took it because he wanted it, because it was fancy, and it had all of the right clothes inside of it. And so Sam Brenton, the first ever glass ceiling, non-binary, highly paid, top secret security clearance guy who's in charge of our nuclear waste, has now been charged with felony theft and is currently on a leave of absence. And currently the Biden administration, according to today's story on Fox News, will not confirm whether or not he's coming back to work or not. This is what happens when you hire people in a cacistocracy. This is what happens when merit and true qualifications for the job don't matter. Oh, I got a stack of these. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden. We got parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. And hey, listen, within all of that territory I just cited, by the way, ZLA Solutions is working right now to put people back to work. So if you're looking for a job, let me just tell you, ZLA Solutions at their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama now. Big name employers. I mean, literally, if you want a job, the jobs are out there. And ZLA is one of the best at connecting people to those jobs. But here's the thing. They can help businesses with a lot of stuff. I mean, they can do your quality control. They can help you with sorting and containment, shipping, logistics, all that kind of stuff. But one of their bread and butter items is helping employers fill out the ranks of their workforce. So if you're looking for people, if you need people like onesies and twosies, niche positions, they can find them. If you need like a whole shift of people, they can find them. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can basically get all that off your back and staff you up. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Check them out and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I'm in the Cacistocracy segment. Boomer, you want to play that again, man? I think it's worth it. I think you just need to play it. Play it.
You're traveling through another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a dreary society governed by its least suitable citizens. You are now entering the Cacistocracy Zone.
It's creepy. It's true. All right. So Cacistocracy, the word alone should tell you something's up. But Cacistocracy is a word that literally means, and by the way, my secretary is the one who gave me that. One day she wrote it down. She goes, here, you might need this. And she handed it to me. And I was like, that's genius. And I went and looked it up. It's a real word. It basically means a government run by the least competent of its citizens. Or like I said a minute ago, the least suitable of its citizens. We just did a minute ago, Sam Brenton, who now is apparently pending charges for felony theft. Never mind the way that he was a freak show anyway. He had no business having the job that he has or had. I don't know what, on leave of absence from. How about this one? In July of this year, American Military News was the source that I pulled that said that the Senate had just confirmed Stephen Dettelbach as the head of Biden's ATF. So the ATF, what do? They enforce the nation's gun laws. Stephen Dettelbach admitted he's never owned a gun. So the head of the ATF has never owned a gun or, for that matter, been issued a gun in any of his positions. He's been a career prosecutor. He joined the Department of Civil Justice Civil Rights Division in 1992, worked as a trial lawyer in the criminal section. Literally, I got to say, okay, you're like, well, Phil, I mean, does he have to have a gun in his possession to be able to enforce the laws? Well, let me ask you something. What do you think his leanings are at this point? Would you go and buy, let's say you're going to grill steaks. Are you going to buy steaks from a vegan? I leave that out there for your consumption, no pun intended. Are you going to buy steaks from a vegan? Do you want the guy who is enforcing the laws of the ATF, enforcing laws through the ATF, to be a guy who in his entire lifetime has never owned a gun? What does that tell you about him? What does this indicate? It clearly indicates that he's probably got a predisposition that goes against gun owners. That's my thinking. And yet now the Senate has confirmed Stephen Dettelbach, career prosecutor, civil rights guy, never owned a gun, enforcing gun laws as the head of the ATF. How about this? Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, was confirmed. And, you know, it's a cabinet-level position. Secretary Mayorkas was confirmed to head up the Department of Homeland Security. He's had a long career working with the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, and now with the Biden administration. He was at one time the youngest U.S. attorney ever appointed. That was by Clinton. He is literally in charge of our homeland security, which includes our southern border. Huh. What should we expect in a Cacistocracy from the guy who's in charge of border control? Oh, I don't know. Maybe we look back to his time when he was the undersecretary of DHS under Obama, and he was the author of what became known as the DACA program, the one that would give amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. He's the one that pretty much wrote that one up. He had the whole pathway to citizenship and everything just kind of laid out because that's who he is. What else do we know about him? Well, aside from the fact that he is currently, you know, still acting with regards to his feelings on amnesty and protecting dreamers from deportation, he also has a history of promoting sanctuary city development. Interesting. And he's in charge in the Cacistocracy of the Department of Homeland Security, which has the Customs and Border Patrol, which is in charge of our border, which is in complete chaos right now. Should we expect any different? I mean, what result were we hoping to get? When the Senate joined with the Democrats, when the Senate Republicans joined with the Democrats to agree to put Mayorkas in charge of DHS, because that was a confirmation position, what did they think was going to happen when the guy who wrote DACA, who protects dreamers because, you know, they're not here illegally or anything, and for that matter, has promoted sanctuary cities, what did we think was going to happen? We're getting exactly what he lives for. This is who he is. And in a Cacistocracy, why put somebody in charge of the border who cares about border control? No, it's a Cacistocracy, man. Go find the guy who doesn't like borders. Go find the guy who literally says, Hey, you know what? I'm for amnesty and sanctuary cities. Wow. I mean, and then, of course, you know, make sure, too, when you hire a guy to be the head of the ATF, find somebody who doesn't like guns and has never even owned one. Like buying steak from a vegan. All right, I got a caller on line four. Let me grab that before the break. Lee from Huntsville. Hey, Lee, how you doing?
I am good. Right side ranger here.
Yeah.
You're doing well?
I'm doing well. I'm well. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. I've got a few suggestions for some positions.
All right.
Personally, I'd like to nominate myself for Attorney General. I'm not an attorney, but I binge watch Matlock, one of my favorite things.
There you go.
I mean, what the heck more do you need?
I mean, that's qualification for me.
I'm an attorney. I could dress like an attorney, you know, put on an ugly pantsuit, and there I am. I think that you would be a fantastic Surgeon General.
Me?
I'm not a physician, but I mean, you're level-headed, and I think you could watch some YouTube videos and be pretty confident, personally.
You know, there's an instruction manual somewhere, I'm sure.
You can YouTube just about anything, honestly. And I think Boomer would be fantastic. Is there, like, a communications department? Because he's good on the phone. He's friendly.
Well,
I mean, I think it would all work, personally. Because if a dude can clickety-clack around the halls of Congress in his heels and consider himself competent for anything besides the nut house, then we all can do whatever the heck we want because we all stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night.
There you go. We had to get the Holiday Inn Express piece in there because that's exactly the qualification for virtually everything. And by the way, Boomer's all in. He wants to replace Karine Jean-Pierre as the press secretary.
Well, I mean, a toad could replace that one. and still burp up a sound. Yeah.
Lee, when are you going to guest host the show for me?
Anytime you want. I'm always available.
All right, Lee, you have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.
Boomer, you're the press secretary now.
Press secretary.
I'm saying, just take it, brother. Run with it.
Take it and run with it.
And by the way, there's nowhere to go but up in that job right now.
I know. I got a couple texts that I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
One of them was, man, just talking about all the cacistocracy and someone saying, wow, this just makes me sick, and how the nation is just, it's being run by people like that. And
yeah.
And also, it's like, man, we need to get Right Side nationwide so people can hear y'all.
I'm for that.
Me too. I love that idea.
I'm for that. Let's make it happen. JT from Lacey Springs has texted in, by the way. If I can get over to the text line here. He says, the ATF fellow, it's kind of like a minister never owning a Bible. Wow. Hey, that's... You know, I liked my vegan steak guy, but it's a great point, like a minister never owning a Bible. All right. Jim from Madison says, for better or worse, Sam Brenton did earn a master's in nuclear engineering from MIT. He's a recognized expert in the field. Maybe his or her brain just got fried around all that waste, but you can't deny his or her expertise. Okay, Jim. Yes, I can. I can deny his or her expertise. Because sometimes his or her expertise has to be qualified in a way that makes it applicable, usable, and amenable to the job. And he does not. He did not in any way intone leadership. He didn't have any management skills. He was a flamboyant activist who was given the job to break a glass ceiling. I don't care what kind of degree he has. You know what? A degree in underwater basket weaving. I don't care. But MIT or not, you can have all the degrees in the world and still be an idiot. There you go. All right, let's go and take the break, Boomer. We'll take the break right now. We'll come back and wrap this up. Who's next? I mean, I got a stack of them. We won't even get to all of them, probably. Rachel Levine. Oh, there's that one. Jennifer Granholm, U.S. Energy Secretary. She's all about sustainables. How about Department of Education? Secretary Gardonia. Pete Buttigieg took paternity leave 2 months into the supply chain crisis. It just keeps getting better. Don't forget, by the way, Benghazi ain't going away. And neither is Susan Rice. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, before I go any further, I got to quickly tell you, like, my friends at Riley and Jackson have been just tearing it up. They are my friends, by the way. I know these folks personally. I've worked with them on issues. I've worked with them on cases. Riley and Jackson, a law firm based in Birmingham but working statewide, they wanted me to make sure that I covered down on the fact that if you're one of those who was at Camp Lejeune between the years 1953 and 1987, that you may well have been exposed to contaminants, confirmed contaminants in the water supply there that has caused like upwards of 19 different illnesses. And they have got a number of Right Side listeners who are now their clients because we've been announcing it. So there's that, but they also let me know the other day, they said, hey, Phil, since your folks have been so responsive to you talking about our firm, you might want to tell them, too, that we're also working on another case regarding firefighting foam. So if you've been a firefighter or in the military using firefighting foam, you may well have been exposed to contaminants that are carcinogenic in a firefighting foam that is no longer in use, I believe. But while it was, it's considered to have been highly carcinogenic. And they are working right now with people all over the state to basically do what they do best, which is make people whole who have been aggrieved by the negligence of others. And they've got decades of experience doing it. So listen, they're my friends. They're a legit law firm. They are the heat, man. And they are, I like to say, they're not just good on the law. They're also good on politics, too, if you know what I'm saying. Riley and Jackson, you can find them at 205-879-5000. That's Riley and Jackson, 205-879-5000. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than the quality of legal service performed by other lawyers. There you go. You forgot.
Woo.
I just did that. I didn't even look at notes, man. I just did that.
I know.
Just shabam.
That was impressive.
I don't know about impressive, but it happened. if that's all it takes to impress, then I got nowhere to go but up now. Speaking of nowhere to go but up, let's wrap up this cacistocracy. Woo! Wow. Okay, so Sam Brenton still takes the cake. I mean, he's the weirdest duck in the whole flock, but the other one is just stand. You know what, Boomer? I tell you what, we got an audio clip. Let's do this. I'm gonna talk about. I even hesitate to call Richard Levine Rachel, but I guess you can change your name legally. But go ahead and get clip one ready for me, bud, with Tucker Carlson and Adam Carolla. They were talking about this very thing last night. But you know, have you seen Admiral Levine? Loves to wear the dress and the uniform. Admiral Levine is a openly transgender individual, a dude who believes he's a woman, who loves to wear his admiral's uniform, and is now in charge of you know, the Department of Health and Human Services. And so as got the appointment and basically comes in and has made certain statements like, there's no argument among medical professionals, pediatricians or otherwise, about the value and importance of gender-affirming care. Well, there absolutely is an argument. This is an egregious falsehood. National Review points it out in an article back in May of this year. But it goes on to talk about the fact that why would you expect anything less from someone who is openly transgender except to try and affirm his own transgender situation by affirming that everyone else should go ahead and get on board? I mean, what did we think was going to happen? There was a great clip last night. So Tucker was talking to Adam Carolla, and I kept waiting for him to use the word cacistocracy because that's what they're doing. But Boomer, I'll tell you what, clip one, go ahead and play it.
Adam Carolla is a great dancer, also host of the Adam Carolla Show, joins us tonight. So Adam Carolla, it's a great country, but the deeper you look at the people who are actually running it, the more you get the sense this is all sort of some kind of elaborate SNL sketch where they put literally the dumbest people in the world in charge of the best country.
Well, let's not forget Admiral Levine, because, I mean, you have to picture Admiral Levine and the guy in charge of the spent uranium and picture what North Korea, Russia, or Iran are thinking about this country when they see a picture of those two standing next to each other. It's all a diversity hire, and this is a problem. And people get a lot of crap for talking about diversity hires. it's great to have a diverse group, but that can't be the only criteria we use for hiring people in super important positions. You could never do that with a sports franchise. You know, Kamala Harris, what would you hire her to do? I wouldn't hire her to manage a Color Me Mine in Burbank, California, much less be the vice president of the United States.
Well, it's a little bit weird.
Okay. It goes on from there. It gets better. In fact, he points out how many of these people, if you had to take, let's say, Admiral Levine and say, we're going to put him in charge of a nuclear submarine. Whoa, hey, stop. No. Or he points out, what if you took Janet Yellen and said, we're going to make her in charge of Nabisco Corporation. Nabisco, she'd run it in the ground. But she's in charge of the Federal Reserve. And then you look at things like, okay, how about Jennifer Granholm? Jennifer Granholm is our U.S. Senate, our U.S. Energy Secretary. Department of Energy Secretary Granholm has a long history of climate activism. What did we think was going to happen when we helped confirm her? When we gave this confirmation to the Biden administration, and I get it, presidents get to pick who they want, and I've heard some say, we just need to stand by and let them have who they want. This cacistocracy is being run by people that came into office with an activist mentality, whose behavior outside the office shouldn't even qualify them in some cases. And in this case, Secretary Granholm, as we're looking at being, you know, energy dependent again and not having a climate policy, energy policy over a climate policy, and looking at where she's been, she has been literally one of those activists in the private sector working so hard to get us to the point of green energy, Green New Deal, and now she's in charge of the Department of Energy. What did we think was going to happen? How about some of the others we've got? I mean, the stack that I've got, I don't know if I can even get to it all. Pete Buttigieg, Secretary of Department of Transportation. How's that supply chain thing going on? Not that great. Well, yeah, last year he took a 2-month paternity leave so that he and his partner could adopt a child. 2 months in the middle of the supply chain crisis. Just gone. You know, never mind. And then, of course, don't forget that somewhere in the background is Susan Rice. Basically, I think she's the puppeteer, if you get down to it. Susan Rice, one of the architects of the response to the Benghazi disaster. And there she is. One of the senior advisors to President Biden. I'm pretty sure she's also in the background making things happen. What a week, Boomer.
It's been a week. It's been awesome.
It's been an awesome week. Listen, we appreciate this audience. We can't do it without you. Y'all are amazing. Have a great weekend. Boomer and I back here Monday at 2. We'll see you then.